Introduction. One of the most difficult points to reconcile in life is the paradox that suffering exists in this world. Suffering is imminent. Of course, what is equally important is realizing that the acquisition and possession of wealth is not a ruler that measures one's happiness. If joy truly were to be found in materials, then all those who experience the thrill of it by coming into contact with the object would observe the same measure of joy. In life, men are continuously motivated by two inevitable impulses of repulsion, from sorrow and craving to seeking joy and absolute fulfillment. In the quest to embrace all happiness, he is compelled to run after the enjoyable and agreeable, while confronting the opposites, he avoids undesirable objects and disagreeable environments. The fact is this: throughout history, all achievers, conscious or subconsciously, have used five principles, which are common to absolute progress in all aspects of life. The five principles to unlocking wealth. These principles are a key to unlocking amazing cash of wealth, abundance and success. They are all centered on our true innate qualities, which as a matter of fact are universal and have a spiritual basis. These principles are: truth, righteousness, peace, love, and nonviolence. The practice of these virtues will enable anyone to progress in life without any doubt. The reason is simple. These universal principles are all attractive and, needless to say, they form the cornerstones of the code of ethics. You cannot go wrong practicing the importance to moral values, codes of conduct, and obeying the law of nature in your pursuit of wealth. In the coming pages, you will discover the goal of reaching financial freedom while at the same time acquiring the perfect art of happiness through the understanding that the measure of joy is not directly proportional to just monetary wealth. This concise, precise and straight-to-the-point manuscript explores avenues that are most definitely going to change your life for the better. Unlike many other books on the same subject, this manuscript delves on subject areas relevant to aspects of your personal life and growth that I can guarantee will bring back that smile on your face. It is clear, focused and above all a readable book, which you will enjoy. It can never happen. While pessimism warns us of dangers lurking before our very own eyes, optimism may propel us into false security. Pessimism should only be considered initial and not a final predicament in any situation. This is the first step to success. Time and again, we have been subjected to instances that are disturbing, and deep within us we realize the potential dangers and risks surrounding us, and the voice within adamantly rejects this threatening situation confronting us. As such, because we fail to recognize this voice within us, our mental clinging to the outer world detaches us from the inner voice of truth, thereby throwing us totally off the tracks, as it were. The second step to success and wealth is to convince yourself of the importance of self-control, self-awareness and self-discipline. We must listen to the voice within and realize the existence of the innate force, or the dynamic willpower, the mighty power expressing through the mind, body and the intellect. Thus the second step qualifies that you develop faith in not just what you can do and achieve, but most importantly developing faith in yourself, your innate, inherent and latent qualities. Step 3 requires that through constant vigilance, employing the power of intelligence, self-analysis and introspection, and through careful understanding and use of these concepts, you can learn to live beyond the demands of the mind in whatever environment you find yourself. This will qualify you to implement and embrace the road to wealth. There is no such thing as a free lunch. If you hate to put in any work/effort but love to attain success, you will have to reconsider your views. So to achieve the latter, you have to do the former, and the sensible idea is to find out what really gives us pleasure and then find out if it is possible to make money from doing it. If you do not start, you will not succeed. Pursuing wealth. The statement "haste makes waste" stands true even today, and more often than not, some of us tend to feel frustrated when we cannot live up to our ideals and the standards we set for ourselves all the time. On other occasions, we may feel that had we taken the challenge that came our way, that perhaps things may well have changed for the better, yet there is also the possibility that in our over-anxiety to reach the goal we try too hard and burn ourselves out entirely. Has this happened to you? The question that now remains to be asked: how do we begin? How can we achieve success in life? Well, My friend, rest assured that this book has been written to answer this question satisfactorily, eliminating confusion or anomalies whatsoever. There are many strategies that one can employ and various means through which you can plow yourself to achieving the goal. One common thread in all of them is self-belief, self-righteousness or honesty and ethical living, in words, deeds, thoughts and actions, pertaining to your lifestyle. This is step 4. In any business, the emphasis on moral and ethical standards ranks the highest, and this should not be ignored or overlooked. The only way to achieve equanimity, balance or equilibrium even after you become the wealthiest individual is to have your sense of realizing the true essence of life. Nothing in life is constant. Life is ever-changing and things that seem to have existence today may cease to exist tomorrow, and this is a fact that you, and everyone else, must learn to accept. Step 5. When you discover something profound and beautiful, the natural tendency is to share it with others. In the following chapters, what you will discover are the true ways to achieve complete success, and this is a book that will allow you to unleash your innate qualities to the fore, thereby allowing you to reap the benefits and the rewards that thousands of people all over the world at this very second are enjoying because they have become wealthy. Following the guide within the coming pages, and it is my sincere belief that every person has the potential to succeed in life. Wealth is more than just money, the ladder to success. It is the privilege of man to achieve all-round greatness, and in reality success should be one's habit. Man is essentially perfect, and therefore infinite are the possibilities that lie dormant in him. In order to bring out the very best from within, a life organized and perfectly disciplined for the discovery of the potentialities that lie lurking within us, is a life well spent. The vital point is not how many talents each one of us has, but the importance should be focused on how much of our existing talents, attributes and capabilities are we prepared to develop, exploit, explore and implement in our daily lives. The question you must ask is whether you are making a practical use of at least one great talent lying inherent within you. The one supreme fundamental principle is to understand that all our success entirely depends upon ourselves. The best way to be happy is to do the things that you naturally love and enjoy doing, something that you are absolutely passionate about. Likewise, the best way to succeed and become wealthy is to see to it that you achieve the things you have earnestly desired to seek in life. This will require that you implement your efforts into activities that will allow you to measure success. For instance, the simple way to explain this is to take into consideration the following example. If you take a liking for art, painting, and drawing, then the way to proceed is to seek guidance on ways to enter competitions, and ways to submit your artwork via galleries, approach galleries directly and leave work on a sale or return basis, or find art publishers, or even exposing your talent by entering seasonal fairs where you will find a large gathering of all kinds of retailers. You may want to add various different types of themes to your art portfolio in order to maximize your capabilities to reach an audience far and wide with interests in different themes/subjects. Contact groups, forums and even internet news groups and explore various other avenues, such as photographers, photo and framing galleries, arts councils and government organizations that provide help including loans etc., that will allow you to step up your inquiry. The idea is to pursue the goal relentlessly and with a positive attitude. As far as your theme/subject matter is concerned, post questions, polls, surveys, and determines what people are looking for, and then simply find the need and fill it. Every little will help, but it is the force required to get the momentum going, and that is the key point. Another useful point is not to just try and to continue trying. Instead, develop an attitude whereby you do the thing you have decided to pursue, implement and apply the strategies shown in this book. Finally, do not just stop at that, keep faith and do not yield to any defeat. Once you have decided to put the plan into action, make sure that it is kept ignited and glowing. Rejections and disappointments should in no way curtail your hope, progress and your desire to success. People who have succeeded despite all the hardship, pain and struggle have inspired countless millions around the world. It is time you too set an example for others to follow in your footsteps. You must remember that the methods employed by different individuals in procuring wealth may be distinct, but the goal is common to all, and the steps spoken of earlier are in effect your tools to your overall success. Very strong willpower is needed in order to develop internally, and the need for two most important attributes, namely courage and confidence, are essential ingredients. Thus, poverty and prosperity does not necessarily depend on knowledge wholly, for example business acumen, marketing strategies and so on, but it certainly depends on the three C's, and they are character, creativity and your innate capabilities. Courage and confidence alone can bring about unique transformation, while the opposite will only bring much sorrow and despair in times of distress and crisis. However, despite life's problems, we should resist obstacles and hindrances, and as such constantly remind ourselves of the supreme inherent or innate power which we all possess and which we can all successfully develop through spiritual insight. Thus, ignoring our abilities and potential for developing the personal power that we need for going through ego-breaking experiences requires immense fortitude and discipline, and I explain to you in this book on how you could achieve all this here and now. Without these qualities, you are destined to fail, and that is the reason why a large portion of people feel despondent, because they got into competition or they simply gave up under pressure, through lack of self-courage and dynamic willpower. When our fantasies and expectations are not fulfilled, there is a tendency for us to revert to our old ways. The hollowness we experience can be most annoying, and we cannot ignore it forever. A lot of the time, what exactly happens is that whatever good we undertake in life, it does not mean we will continue. This is not because an impossible discipline is required, but because we lack courage and confidence, we are overwhelmed with negative attitude. This is what stops everything in its tracks. The initial burst of enthusiasm begins to fade, and what seemed so wonderful becomes a peril, a dilemma and a problem. The mind takes over and questions surmount, raising doubts after doubts whether the whole idea or concept is worthwhile. A conflict ensues. The mind says the one thing, and the intellect and our intuition urges us to follow the path to success. Even before we begin the journey, the end is imminent, because we are undecided what true path to follow. Success lies in what you make of it, not what you think it ought to be. Do not fantasize success. So how can we get started? Formula to success. What you think and how you then act is the deciding factor that will help you discover the goal of success. These two attributes are important, together with a set of consistent principles, which you follow through. Thoughts based on reason are a powerful catalyst to start any reaction, and once you set off, you will soon realize that courage is the simple virtue needed for a human being to traverse the rocky road. Obstacles are natural, and they are a means to the source of acquiring wealth, as I am sure you will agree. Persistence, patience and perseverance will have to be practiced religiously to reach the goal and to overcome the obstacles. Of course, that said, I would now like to point out the P's that you should frown upon. Do not procrastinate, do not pretend that you know it all, and finally, do not prolong your ventures. Be prepared to fight the stumbling blocks that may confront you, but pursue your goal and allow your potential willpower to predominate. In any situation in life, it is unequivocally important to remain level-headed, despite all the ups and the downs that we are likely to face. Remember, life is dualistic by nature, the obverse and the reverse sides of the same coin, to put it simply. I am compelled to add that though we know that the past is the cause and the present is the effect, it is self-evident that with time the present itself becomes the cause with reference to the future. There is a very deep meaning embroiled in this syntax, and if you can relate this to success, then it can be said that if we intelligently live in the scientific self-discipline, we can become the architects of our own future. The basic steps. The following guidelines will help you pave a wonderful path to your ultimate success. The steps are very simple to implement in your daily life. 1. Do what you love and what you are good at. 2. Be prepared to learn and to be positive, motivation and enthusiasm. 3. Be an innovative individual. 4. Be prepared to invest not just money but your time, effort and resources. 2. I mentioned money. This does not mean that you have to invest a large sum to become a millionaire or wealthy. 5. You must be disciplined in having set goals and targets. Remember that persistence is the key to success. 6. You must be prepared to manage your time effectively. 7. As you evolve, Learn to give back what you amass to the society. I call this philanthropy. You must have a solid vision, one in which you see yourself having attained success. Great people of the past and present see to it that they reach this coveted position by employing these basic steps. However, notice in step 2 I deliberately used the word learn, and that too for a very good reason. Life is the greatest teacher, thus you must be willing to accept challenges all the time, using the power of discrimination, and thus as a result you must learn via its eternal principles the magnificent doctrine it has revealed with the passing of time. This means that you must act when the time is right. Action is incredibly important and highlights success. The two are synonymous, to be quite honest. To succeed, action is needed, but the essential ingredient is how serious you are. Being too serious can ruin your business venture, so the point is to have fun. Any discipline will require organization and orderliness. You must, as I mentioned in the introduction, be prepared to listen to your inner voice as much as you possibly can. This means that rather than being too dependent on your family, friends and so on, not that this is bad, begin to have faith in your own capabilities. Stand alone and strive to learn and succeed. Often, failures may just result from instances where we have stopped exercising our own views, or we have become too dependent on others. Success is not some secret that you have to search for or unearth in order to reach your destination. It is rather the understanding or the recognition factor that you develop with respect to what you really want in life. Intuition, courage, skills, knowledge, challenges and opportunities are some of the concepts that determine the traits of people who enjoy wealth. Any task performed with the right spirit will give you victory. Mental attitude is what will give you success, but negative attitude, laziness and working unwillingly will result in failure. Do not expect too much in too short a time, but your approach should be positive and execute your task with absolute perfection, paying particular attention to your long-term goals. This means that you approach your duty with concentrated energy and you execute your plans righteously. This should be your philosophy of life. To begin a new venture, it is vitally important that you realize the following, which I have to say is crucial. You have to appreciate the fact that to start a business you need to acquaint yourself with the term cash flow. Investment in the form of a capital is a requirement, but more importantly it is the concept of viability of the business venture that matters most. Steps to personal wealth. Decision making is perhaps the hardest step to get over within your quest to begin the journey to wealth. The problem is until you do not delve deep within yourself to unlock your innate qualities, chances are that you will be indecisive and hesitant. This is not wrong as such, but more often than not this feeling may not allow you to maximize your full potential. There is no secret to unleashing your full-blown potential, the secret lies in your willingness to listen to your inner voice. The initiative to seize a good opportunity that comes your way is by undertaking the task in a methodical way. Sit quietly. Calm your senses and thoughts, and meditate deeply on the subject matter in question. Do not jump into anything at once just because the idea seems favorable. Most things appear very good in the initial phase, but thinking, planning and time are a prerequisite. Often it is something within that will tell you what to do. The secret is not necessarily from without, but can be acquired from within. Striving to do your very best at all times is the little secret that will help you amass wealth. Imagination, I mean constructive imagination, which is the power to visualize, is an important factor in creative thought, but as you will appreciate, you will not be able to do this without a strong will, and above all this faculty of visualization has to be ripened into firm belief and conviction. 1. You must have the desire to achieve your goal of fame. This is rule number 1. 2. Be prepared to handle money efficiently with respect to budget, expenditure and responsibility and/or accountability. 3. Do not spend more than you are required to and spend less than you make. 4. Personal problems, including addiction not only to drugs etc., can be ruinous. This is something that must be taken care of from the very onset. 5. Figure out ways to invest and above all begin to save money. You will have to play smart and get your priorities absolutely right. In any venture, it is likely that you may face a lot of antagonism, a far cry from an idealistic situation. Over expectations, over optimism, and a tendency to wish that things run as planned, can and often may lead to failure. Thus, as mentioned earlier, planning is very important to your success. Of course, the other factors that one needs to consider also are overwork and exhaustion. In the hope to make your millions, the probability is that you will become a frustrated wreck and become quite despondent. This will not be helpful in your progress or pursuit to wealth. Achieving your goal. When you persist refusing to accept failure, know that the object you have set out to achieve will materialize through the dynamic willpower. Thoughts can be incredibly powerful tools, and if you are willing to implement this divine gift, then you are sure to attain your goal. If you cling to a certain thought with dynamic willpower, it assumes a tangible outward form. Now is the time to cauterize the negative characteristics inherent in the form of habits, lack of strong willpower, lack of confidence, hesitance, and wrong attitude towards life in general. You have within you the power to accomplish everything you want. That power lies in the will. The root cause of failure in life is lack of concentration. Do not hoard yourself with ideas, concepts, and strategies all at once in the very hope to succeed. Begin slowly and be consistent in your goal-setting scheme. Focus your attention on one thing at a time, and do not allow your mind to go in a state of overdrive. There is a scientific way of utilizing concentration, and the magic word is to keep calm, while you perform all your duties with the correct speed. Do not rush and create chaos, but rather methodically and meticulously focus and center your whole mind on whatever you undertake, and the important thing is to keep your mind flexible. Once you know that you are genuinely on the right tracks and on the path to achieving your goal, do exercise care as far as time management is concerned. It is often very easy to get involved with a project, so much so that you can get carried away in perfecting whatever it is that you are doing. You must prioritize your work and above all respect and honor the value of time. Do not waste your time and your life. The keys to success. As I have mentioned, the environment plays a huge role, as it is quite inevitable, particularly our inner environment. A calm, relaxed individual is far more likely to come out a winner in a trying situation than his/her counterpart, a person who is nervous, frustrated, and erratic. The former has his senses fully identified with the environment in which he places himself. However, the restless individual does not understand the environment and consequently gets into trouble. The keywords are focus, concentration, and care in whatever you do in life. 1. Develop a definite and a clear-cut goal/aim. 2. Draw up a wise workable plan/program. 3. Guard your health. Without health there is no real wealth. 4. You must conserve your energy. 5. Be honest in your life, in words, deeds, thoughts, and actions. 6. Stick to virtues and adopt good principles. 7. Reflect upon ideal personalities and seek strength from their philosophy. 8. Seek divine guidance and be truthful. 9. Endeavor to help and serve others with gratitude. 10. Always think positive and believe in the power of God. Transformative thinking is indeed the way to success. Set out a plan to achieve your goal and deliberately ruminate over the meaning of this plan and make it happen. From time immemorial, great people from all walks of life have emerged as true victors, and the reason behind this is training the mind for happiness. Ethical discipline is essential, particularly self-discipline. Each individual is unique. What is good for person A may not be suitable for person B. However, it has to be emphasized that all can enjoy quietude, solitude, and silence. And to be honest, every individual, irrespective of age, caste, creed, color, sex, has at some stage or another experienced peace. After discovering through trial and error method, you can determine the precise way to compose your mind-body complex and thus attain great heights. Meditation may not be effective for all, but that does not mean that you do not improvise such methods as and when required. Be systematic, and your only goal should be to employ methods that bring you success and happiness. Our mental faculties determine our actions, and it is quite obvious that the mind should be tamed and subdued. Constant vigilance is necessary, and continuous training of the mind will pave the path to ultimate success. Do not fall prey to the dictates of your mind. Optimistic, Heroic and noble ideals have a powerful and uplifting effect upon the body. Enthusiasm with deliberate, well-orchestrated self-application and joyous mood and absolute optimism is the secret path to wealth for all great men. The power of thoughts. The preceding chapter highlighted the importance of cultivating correct attitude and developing faith in what you seek to achieve in life. Nothing in life is impossible, unless you think it so. Thoughts are remarkable packets of energy, and if you tenaciously cling to a certain thought with a dynamic willpower, there is no reason why this thought cannot manifest according to the blueprint you have created. Earlier I briefly mentioned by explaining how a person interested in art can step up his/her abilities to excel in life. I shall now use the same example to illustrate the power of thought. An artist develops an idea of creating a painting or a drawing of a beautiful landscape. The thought process initiates a series of ideas, and the artist subsequently uses these ideas to produce the skeleton work, which allows him/her to eventually complete the final work of art according to the mental blueprint created initially. A mere thought process allows the artist to create the masterpiece. This creation is in itself a scientific principle based on the universal law of creation. It is the source from which everything manifests. It is in us all, and it can certainly be tapped if you are just willing to give it a go. The secret is not really a secret, but it is a treasure trove within each and every one of us, and we have the right to use it most efficaciously. Is it not true that when you see someone so very happy and elated, your mind gets caught up with the cheer and you discover that there is a smile on your face? The thoughts are so closely interweaved with the mind. If the thoughts are calm, the mind is calm. In any aspect of life, be it starting a business, getting your first job, or getting married, the relationship of mind and thought is foremost. Systematically, therefore, we must train and discipline the mind for right thinking and diligent activity, and thus have correct understanding of what you really want in life, and how this will add to the effectual dynamism in your quest and what you ultimately seek. Your path to success and wealth will become gracious, meaningful, and attainable. People with certain qualities are almost magnetically attracted, and such qualities are called positive qualities. These qualities are present in all of us, but they are not invoked or clearly understood. We know what love, kindness, courage, and joy mean. These are noble virtues, and we also recognize them as qualities we admire in others. Despite knowing this, when we act compromising ideals. The reason behind this is that we are never true to our own selves. We are constantly acting and putting up a show to please everyone around us, but ourselves. It is painful, demoralizing, and quite agonizing not to be your true self, you may exclaim in disbelief, and sat, what has this got to do with wealth and prosperity? I acknowledge your concern, but I humbly request that you take a moment or two, and in the silence of the night ruminate over this point deeply. I would like you then to implement what I mentioned above by being yourself. Notice the changes that occur with the passage of time, and what you will truly discover is that when one can bring out into expression the fragrance of one's innate positive qualities or characteristics, of who you really are, then not only people but all the things that you have ever desired or wished for will come to you. As the thought, so the mind. In order to fulfill your set goals and your dreams, it is necessary to practice what the book outlines. The habitual inclination of our thought patterns is ultimately the deciding factor, which determines our abilities, talents, and our personal characteristics. Based on this critical and vital piece of knowledge, one assumes that those lucky few have been born with the special talent you lack and fervently desire to have. To a large extent, this is true, but it has to be said that no one is born a millionaire, full stop. The valuable information lies in the art of cultivating the pattern that brings success. We are what we think we are. It is true when masters say that, your thoughts create the environment. Thoughts develop personality. Thoughts promote health. Thoughts influence the body. Thoughts can change and shape the future, destiny. Thoughts bring forth creation. Thoughts influence the physiology and psychology of people. Thoughts can bring success. Thoughts can even heal the body. Watch your thoughts constantly. Your experiences and the environment have their seat in thoughts. Your suggestion, and auto-suggestions via meditation and visualization techniques must be stronger than the thoughts, and when your actions uplift you, know that you have understood the art of controlling your thought processes. You can accomplish anything through the power of thought. Visualization uses your imagination to allow yourself to picture your success or achieving your earnest goal. Your mental thoughts or vibrations are incredibly powerful, because the mind has a tangible connection with your thoughts and your actions. Your thoughts are subtle energies and have a strong connection to our consciousness. Therefore, constant nourishment of positive thoughts via visualization, yoga and meditation will bring harmony, happiness, health and wealth. Factors that bring inertia. First and foremost is to introspect, and this literally means that you take stock of your traits and habits. Often, lack of self-analysis is the cause of our shortfall, and it is the lack of definite, undivided effort and attention that stands in your way to progress and achievement of your desired goal. Introspection therefore means reassessment of our mental block and diagnosing deficiencies by weeding out negative tendencies in the form of habits, indecisiveness, fear, lack of confidence and so on, what we often term as failures. It is time to re-energize so that by uprooting all these negativities from your life, the true happiness with the zeal to progress becomes prominent and firmly rooted. The greatest enemy that stops us from advancing in life other than apathy, lack of confidence and inferiority complex is fear. Fear will literally stop us from moving forward, in fact we will not even fulfill our very aim to succeed. The best way to combat fear is to practice deep breathing exercises, and every night mentally affirm that you are under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and energize your thoughts with positive feelings. Consciously uproot the seeds of fear from within by forceful concentration upon courage, and shift your awareness to a level that allows you to fully appreciate that you are beyond any type or kind of hurting. Fear comes from the heart, so fill your heart with love. And when you feel agitated, relax, calm down and breathe rhythmically, relaxing with each exhalation. Of course there is yet another problem, which I believe, is the major cause of frustration and subsequently dampening our ability to excel in life. It is, what I call desirous of results without the will to put in the effort. I have personally failed because of such a negative outlook, and I am the first one to admit this openly. Now this is where the point I made above becomes clearer. Failure, sorrow, illness and inadequacies are natural eventualities when the law of nature is broken. Transgression and violation of the eternal law of nature brings misery. As human beings we have the abilities to shape, correct and change our lives, goals and destiny. The greatest impediment that you will ever meet in your life is your immediate environment. If anything you will have to change that. You may have noticed that I started this book sounding slightly cynical and somewhat overcautious, much less a little negative. The prime reason for this will now become apparent. The environment that I just mentioned can be defined into two, namely the inner and the outer. It is these two fields of environment that you will have to watch out for. All your experiences come from your mind stuff, or the inner environment, thoughts. What you perceive through all your senses from the outside will equally shape your future. Thus the important point here is to keep watch over your thoughts. My suggestion to you is to beware of your inner environment more so than your outer environment. For example, you may have stumbled upon a great home business opportunity that is potentially superb and just right for you in every aspect. You are happy, and quite willing to give it a go, yet in retrospect something about this business stops you from going ahead with it. There may be several reasons for this, but I am very curious to learn the major reason. Rest assured it cannot be the money, because it is within your budget, nor can it be a hype, because it has apparently worked for thousands with testimonials to confirm. So what is it, I wonder? Think about this point, and you will no doubt come to a favorable conclusion, and surprisingly it is, the mind stuff, the perpetrator. To succeed in life you will have to begin by correcting your thought patterns, because it is the company of your thoughts and the affinity you have for them that will determine your fate. Thoughts express through the physical body. The risk factor. Without digressing from the subject matter, I would like to remind you what I mentioned in the early stages of the book regarding the dualistic nature of life. Why is it that some people are so lucky and yet others fall behind in the struggle to succeed? To answer this conclusively, it is worth noting that in general majority of people have the notion that affluent people have something special which they obviously lack. This is not true as we all know. However, what makes one person richer than the other is largely dependent on the choice or the decision taken, coupled with the risks acknowledged through the greater understanding of the power of discrimination, and the ability to weigh and balance the scales of your intuitive faculty. Now, the risk that you take has got to be one based on the understanding that the venture you have decided to pursue has been researched thoroughly. You only embark upon taking a driving test, for example, once you feel that you are proficient enough to pass it and not otherwise. Thus, the risk that you undertake in this regard has got to be what I call an informed risk. In other words, it is one where you have confidence on what you are getting yourself into, and this too is based on information source that you have searched well. The fact that you are now reading this report is to gain the understanding on how to achieve financial success. Thus, this report is in a way your research tool to enable you to then implement the techniques and the tips outlined to achieve the goal. The action taken has therefore come directly from a source that can be considered authentic, valuable, and genuine. Once you feel confident to take the driving test with the guidance of the driving instructor, of course, you decide to take the driving test. This is the perfect way to ensure success. I wish to redress a point made previously, and it is about learning. You must be willing to learn constantly, because to gain any skill, knowledge, and power, you must be prepared to learn.